Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into one of the most critical companies in the entire global technology supply chain. I'm talking about ASML. If you follow semiconductors, you know the name. But today we're going to go beyond the headlines and build a comprehensive, long-term investment thesis. We'll look at the business, the financials, the earnings call, the competitive position, and of course, what the stock is actually worth. Let's get into it. Now, ASML is based in the Netherlands, and they are the sole supplier of extreme ultraviolet lithography machines, EUV for short. These are the multi-hundred-million-dollar systems that allow chipmakers like TSMC, Samsung, and Intel to print the tiniest features on advanced chips. Without ASML's machines, you cannot make the most advanced AI processors, smartphone chips, or high-bandwidth memory. That gives this company an almost unassailable moat. Let's get the basics down. ASML Holding NV trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker ASML. Market cap is roughly $628 billion as of this recording. The stock has a beta of about 1.37, so it moves a bit more than the market. The company pays a dividend, currently about $8.79 per share annually, which works out to a yield of just over 0.5%. Not huge, but consistent. They've been around since 1984, and they employ over 43,000 people globally. The current CEO is Christophe Fouquet. This is a mature, high-moat compounder. Let's talk about how they actually make money. For fiscal year 2025, ASML reported total revenue of nearly $32.7 billion. That's up from $28.3 billion in 2024 and $27.6 billion in 2023. Revenue has more than doubled since 2020. Now, the product mix tells you everything about their competitive advantage. The biggest category is the NXE series, that's their EUV line. That alone generated over $10.4 billion in 2025. Next is RF immersion, which is the deep ultraviolet lithography, another $10.3 billion. Then you've got KrF at about $1 billion, and EXE, which is their next generation high-NA EUV, already chipping in over $1.1 billion. Metrology and inspection added about $825 million. Geographically, China was their largest market in 2025 at $9.5 billion, followed by Korea at $8.2 billion, and Taiwan at $8.3 billion. The U.S. came in at $4.1 billion. This is a truly global business. Now let's look at earnings. For 2025, net income was $9.6 billion, up from $7.6 billion in 2024. Earnings per diluted share came in at $24.71 for the full year. Compare that to 1924 in 2024 and 1954 in 2023. So we're seeing solid growth. Gross profit margin was about 52.6%, and net profit margin was nearly 30%. That's an incredibly profitable business. Operating income for 2025 was $11.3 billion. Free cash flow was $10.6 billion. The balance sheet is strong too. Cash and equivalents of $12.9 billion, total assets of $50.5 billion, and total equity of $19.6 billion. Debt to equity is very manageable at just 0.13. Return on equity is over 50%. This is a cash-generating machine. Now let's go inside the Q1 2026 earnings call, which was held on April 15th. Management reported Q1 net sales of $8.8 billion, which was within their guidance range. They also reiterated their full-year 2026 outlook, calling for total net sales between 32 billion euro and 38 billion euro. That implies some deceleration from the 2025 pace, but still solid. On the call, management highlighted that they're seeing strong demand for EUV and high-NA EUV systems, driven by AI and advanced memory. They also noted that their backlog remains healthy, and they're working to expand production capacity to meet long-term demand. The tone was confident but measured. They acknowledged near-term uncertainty but stressed the structural growth story. Let's zoom out on the financials over the past 5 years. Revenue went from $1,398 billion in 2020 to $32.67 billion in 2025. That's a compound annual growth rate of about 18.5%. Net income went from $3.55 billion to $9.61 billion, a CAGR of about 22%. Operating cash flow grew from $4.63 billion to $12.6 billion. Free cash flow grew from $3.63 billion to $10.65 billion. The company has been buying back shares too. Weighted average shares outstanding have dropped from about 425 million in 2016 to under 389 million in 2025. That's a reduction of about 8.5% over that period. All of this points to a business that is compounding at a high rate and returning capital to shareholders. Now, let's put it all together with a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, ASML has a virtual monopoly in EUV lithography. No one else can make these machines. They have incredible financial performance with high margins and strong free cash flow. They also have a massive installed base and deep relationships with every major chipmaker. Weaknesses? The main one is concentration risk. Their customer base is small, just a handful of companies buy these machines. Also, the technology is incredibly complex and capital-intensive to develop, which means R&D costs are huge. Opportunities are massive. AI, high bandwidth memory, advanced logic nodes all require more EUV tools. High-NA EUV is the next frontier, and ASML is leading there. Threats, geopolitical risk is real. Export controls to China could impact revenue. There's also the risk of a cyclical downturn in semiconductors. And while competition is limited, companies like Canon and Nikon are still trying to develop alternative technologies, though they're far behind. Let's look at recent performance. Over the past week, ASML is up about 7.6%. Over the past month, it's up nearly 27%. Over 3 months, up 25.6%. Over 6 months, up 58%. Over the past year, it's up an incredible 136%. And over 5 years, up 157%. The stock has been on an absolute tear, driven by AI enthusiasm and strong earnings. But that also means it's priced for perfection. The current price is around $628 per share. The 52-week range is from about 680 to 650, so we're near the top. Momentum is strong, but we have to ask, how much of the future is already priced in? Now let's get to the valuation. I ran a comprehensive reality check using a forward PE model as the primary engine, with a DCF supporting it. The model confidence is high. Why forward PE? Because analyst estimates are present and growth is decelerating from the supercharged levels of 2024 to 2025. The forward PE model is the most appropriate for a mature compounder like ASML. The current price is about $1,726 per share as of the latest snapshot. The fair value from the forward PE model comes in at $1,039 per share. The DCF leg, after adjustments, comes in at about $892 per share. But the blended fair value, which incorporates context, is around $407 per share. That suggests the stock is trading above the blended fair value by about 18.5%. The implied 5-year CAGR from the blended fair value is negative 4%. That doesn't mean the stock is a bad investment. It means that if you buy today at this price, you're paying for perfection. The plausible fair value range is between $1,500 and $2,000, and the current price of $1,726 sits right in the middle of that range. What drives this valuation? Three things. First, the discount rate is set at 8.5%, reflecting a higher cost of equity for a mature tech company with some cyclicality. Second, the terminal PE is set at 27.5, which is reasonable for a business with a durable competitive advantage. Third, the revenue and net income projections are set to the low end of analyst estimates, reflecting the guidance gap between management's outlook and consensus. The model also assumes FCF conversion will decline from 105% to 85% over the projection period, reflecting rising capital expenditures. So the valuation is conservative. If ASML delivers even moderate growth, the stock could still work out, but the margin of safety is thin at the current price. So what's my take? ASML is an incredible business. It has the widest moat in the semiconductor industry. The long-term thesis is intact. AI, advanced memory, and the relentless push for smaller nodes will drive demand for EUV for years to come. But the stock is not cheap. At 53 times trailing earnings and a forward PE of around 35, you're paying a premium for that quality. The upside case is that AI demand accelerates further, high-NA EUV ramps faster than expected, and ASML beats guidance. In that scenario, the stock could reach $2,500 or more in 5 years. The risk case is a cyclical downturn, export controls tightening, or a slowdown in AI capex. In that scenario, the stock could correct 30 to 40%. For a long-term investor, the trigger to buy would be a pullback to the $1,200 to $1,400 range, where the margin of safety improves. If you already own it, hold on. If you're looking to start a position, consider dollar cost averaging. And here's the context. If you invested $10,000 in ASML today, based on the base case valuation, that could be worth roughly $8,150 in 5 years. That's a negative return in real terms, so you need growth to exceed the conservative estimates for this to work out. I'm bullish on the business, but cautious on the price. All right, that's the comprehensive look at ASML. A world-class business with a monopoly-like moat, but trading at a valuation that leaves little room for error. Keep it on your watch list, and if the market gives you a better entry, that's when you strike. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.